Hi, and welcome back to Bridges with Gordon Harris, getting you on a path moving forward. I'd like to welcome everyone back and welcome all of our new listeners. We are broadcasting to you live from the Body, Mind, Spirit Center in Ottawa, Michigan. And I'd like to take just a minute here and tell you about the Body and Spirit Center. Is a nonprofit organization working with people with life-threatening illnesses, as well as anyone that's ready for change in their life. And our primary goal right now is distributing our free guided meditation and self-hypnosis CDs at cancer and HIV centers free of charge throughout the country so that these are available to people. And your support is greatly appreciated and helping us to continue to do that. I also would like to invite everyone to go on our website at bridgestalkradio.com. Check out all of the cool stuff we got on there. So on our homepage now, we have the horoscopes, which are posted weekly, and also we have a social network now on the bridgestalkradio.com page, a place to share your stories and ideas, and you can just go in there. It's free to sign up, join in a conversation, start your own, and we'd love to have you be a part of that with us. And I'd like to take just a moment here, since today is September 11th, and share with you an email that I received here a little while ago from a friend of mine, and take just a moment to read that. And it's, "One nation under God, as the soot and dirt and ash rained on, we became one color. As we carried each other down the stairs of the burning building, we became one class. As we lit candles of waiting and hope, we became one generation. As the police, firefighters, and volunteers hug into the inferno, we became one gender. As we fell to our knees in prayer for strength to understand, we became one faith. As we took each other's hand and supported one another through our words, we spoke one language. As we stood in lines to give our blood, we became one body. As we prayed together, shared, and reached out during our mourning, we became one family. As we wept tears for those lost we felt, we became one soul. As we retell with pride of the sacrifice of heroes, we became one people. As we made our way home to be with those we love, we became one nation under God. Our families are not divided, for in one moment we remembered what was really important. 9/11 forever hold a space in our hearts of remembering those who sacrificed their lives so that others could remember, too. Love, Kimmy Rosaf and Anonymous." And I'd like to take just a moment to tell everyone how important it is that we show our support with those that are overseas, as well as those that have lost their lives. Regardless of how we may feel about the war, it's important that we show them our support for what they're doing. And with that being said, I would like to tell you a little bit about, we've got a great show lined up today. We have Dr. Rita Louise is going to be with us, and she is the founder of the Institute of Applied Energetics. She's the host of Just Energy Radio and author of Avoiding the Cosmic 2x4 and the Power of Within. She is a medical intuitive, a clairvoyant, and her unique insights bridge the worlds of science, spirit, and color, and are changing the way the world views physical, mental, and emotional health. And her website is www.soulhealer.com. And I'd like to bring her on now. Hi, Dr. Rita.
Hi, Gordon. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I think it's always interesting when, you know, you end up having to live life on September 11th, you know, and it's like...
Oh, yeah.
It's you know... That thing yeah. You read was wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, it was. And I'd been all day today. I was like, you know, I need to say something. And literally within like an hour ago, a good friend of mine that was with us here at the center, Kimmy, emailed me that. She posted on her website, and I was like, that's perfect. So,
well, the universe needs to work that way.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm excited to have you on here with us. And, I guess maybe you want to start out and tell us a little bit about...
Sure.
Dive
but
into
actually,
your book.
I want to share a little teeny story. So when
okay, great.
It was on September 11th, you know, on that day, you know, nobody was doing anything, and I was scheduled to teach a class that night. You know, and so you're like, well, should I go? Should I not go? You know what I mean? Is anybody going to show up? You know?
Right.
So the class that I taught that night, you know, which I've never taught after because it was just too weird, was it was entitled Living in the Light of Death. And I was, it was a class about passing, you know, and what, you know, and it was just like, you know, and I'm trying to do the introduction to the class, and I'm like all teary-eyed. It was a very profound experience.
Wow.
You know, so September 11th has an even bigger meaning for me, kind of, because it's just like...
Oh, absolutely. It's one of those things that I think everybody can remember exactly where they were and what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I tell everybody, you know, the people that I'm around, you know, everybody has their opinion about what's going on in the world and everything today, and you know, I always tell everybody, regardless of your opinion, what's going on, we need to show our support to those people who are sacrificing lives to go out there to defend us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's so important.
I totally
agree. So important. But you're
okay, so back to me.
Author of yeah, back to you. I'm sitting here looking at your book. Your book is just awesome. I love your book.
Thank you.
Maybe if you want to, maybe we'll just right into your book if you want to tell, maybe share a little bit about your book, Avoiding the Cosmic Tube.
Okay. Usually the biggest question that people have about my book is what the heck the title means. You know, it's like some people actually get the cosmic 2x4, you know, as the ultimate whack up the side of the head. Sometimes people go, cosmic 2x4, and I laugh, but, you know, but to me, it's like, yeah. You know, and so what the book is about is how to avoid getting that whack up the side of the head, which, you know, in our reality, you know, a big whack is getting sick. You know, so if we develop cancer, if we develop diabetes, if we develop any of these diseases, it's my belief, and, you know, I think physicists and biologists are finding this out, that usually there is a, you know, thought or an emotion that sits underneath the development of the disease. And so really, you know, one of the focuses of the book, there are a number of different focuses, but the primary focus of the book is to help people to start to recognize when they have these thoughts and beliefs that are, that can ultimately manifest as physical disease. Because once it enters into the physical body, it's kind of like you can't ignore it anymore. Period. You can't ignore it. You got to do something about it. And
yeah,
that's the ultimate 2x4.
I got hit by the 2x4 last or so. When I saw the title of the book, I knew exactly what you meant.
Well, you know, like I said, there are some people that just so get it. And then there are the 2x4 people. And actually, when it first went up on Amazon, they had me with, like, ads for construction and lumber. And I was like, I wrote to them, I'm like, you know, I really don't think that that's what it's about.
that's funny. Now you're a medical intuitive.
I'm a naturopath and a medical intuitive, correct.
Okay. What is a medical intuitive?
Okay. A medical intuitive is somebody that can assess the health of the body on physical levels, emotional levels, and spiritual levels. And so, as an example, if somebody comes, you know, and wants an evaluation, you know, you can sit there and say, well, I'm seeing that there's, you know, a dysfunction going on in your gallbladder, you have gallstones or whatever the issue may be, but I'm going to kind of stick with gallbladder and take it through the whole process. And so, you know, you might make that evaluation, you know, and identify that that's one of the big issues that's going on in your body. But if you take that and step back from it, from the physical body into the emotional body, you can help them identify what is the underlying causes for what's going on in the gallbladder. So in Chinese medicine, for example, the gallbladder has to do with planning, our ability to make plans and then follow through with our plans. Now, there are some people, you know, and so, like, sometimes you'll say to people, well, you know, it's about planning, but by nature, they're very good planners. And so it's like, well, you know, that doesn't have to do with me, but that's not necessarily the case. It's like, yes, there are people that just can't plan their way out of a paper bag. They just can't do it. you know? And but then there are other people that are good planners, however, they're not able to follow through on their plans. You know, and you see this as an example with women that have young children. It's like they make plans to go out on Friday night with their girlfriends or their husband, and the child gets sick. Now, they might have just spent the last 3 weeks getting it organized and getting the babysitter and getting their hair done and doing all of this stuff to plan for this event, and it doesn't happen. They don't get to have that follow through. And so even situations like that can back up and affect the gallbladder. Kind of interesting,
wow.
Don't you think?
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool how that all works.
You know, and so a medical intuitive is able to help the person to identify where the dysfunction is, you know, what the underlying belief or emotion is that's tied to the issue, because once it starts manifesting in the physical body, it's an indication that it is a long-term chronic emotional problem. It's something that keeps getting triggered within them over and over again. Do you want an example?
Sure, yes.
Okay, so let's say someone has a belief that what I say is not important. Okay, and so that is this underlying belief because they grew up in a family where, you know, you really couldn't speak your feelings or whatever that situation may be. And so because of that, they choose not to communicate. You know, they might be shy, they might take their words and just really swallow them. And because communication on a chakra level, I'm assuming your listeners know what chakras are?
Yeah, I would certainly, most of them do.
Okay, but, you know, the energy centers in the body, and the fifth chakra is located in the throat, which is the area of communication. And so if you're constantly suppressing your communication, you're suppressing the energy through that area of your body, and it will many times manifest as thyroid issues, you know, or some kind of throat cancer, or but something in that physical area, because that chakra is responsible for communication.
Right. Yeah, it's I was just thinking of everything that I went through last summer when I was actually diagnosed with life-threatening illness last summer, and that was some stuff that I've worked through and figuring out where that all came from, and it's really cool that was one of the things that was affecting me was my throat chakra, mm-hmm. and speaking my speaking up and mm-hmm. speaking my truth. So.
And so, did your health condition manifest in your throat?
No, actually. Well, not really. It's overall. Yeah, it's overall. But it's been. I was hit with that cosmic 2x4 last summer and had a near death experience. And the doctors wanted to send me home with hospice, and that's how I told them that I had my own plan. I was going home. I was taking a Reiki class, and I was going to get better. And they thought I was nuts, but you know, I did it, and I started this nonprofit center, and that's why your book really touched me, that I actually have some people that are doing some stuff at the center with me reading your book now. So I suggest anybody that's interested in that, can they get your book through your website?
Sure, they can.
Okay, yeah, it's soulhealer.com, and it really is an incredible book, and it breaks down all of the chakras, and I know that you have a lot of different little techniques to do throughout the book,
and one of the things that I feel just in the general sense, you know, of the work that I do, is that people get it. You know, it's like you can sit there and talk about chakras on a very esoteric level, but if they can't have the experience of what it feels like to have that dysfunction in their own lives, then what's the point? You know, and so in this part of the book where it really goes through the chakras, it gives a lot of real life examples so that people can go, oh, and take the stories that are in there and transform them into situations that happened in their own life, and so they can, you know, understand, you know, if this is what's going on in my life, this is probably where I'm being affected in my body.
No, absolutely. Yeah, that was one of the things that I get distracted very easily, and may I'll start reading again. I swear I have adult ADD, but your book I was just like sucked right in and was very easy to read and really can connect with. Now, as far as being a medical intuitive, is this something that people can learn to do, or is this something that how does that work?
Okay, let's kind of back that question up just a little bit. You know, medical intuition, well, it'll make more sense if I phrase it this way. Medical intuition is, you know, I'm not going to say it's a psychic ability, okay, because there are very specific psychic abilities, but in order to do medical intuition, you have to utilize one of the different psychic abilities in order to get the information. You know, and so if you are clairvoyant, which one of my primary tools is that I'm clairvoyant, you know, I will look. It's like, well, I see this here, and I see this there, and I see this there. You know, and so in order to do medical intuition, you have to be able to access and utilize your psychic abilities. Now, I believe that everybody is psychic, you know, and everybody has the ability to tap into their intuition in one way or another. Somebody described it this way, and I told them I was going to steal it, and I have and use it a lot. but it was so perfect. It was a perfect way of describing the use of intuition or psychic abilities. If you think about it, everybody can draw. You know, even if you're drawing a stick person that's not even really good, you can draw. Right?
Right.
Now, there are some people that can draw really good. You know, everybody. Then everybody's skill set is going to improve. You know, and
right.
So with psychic abilities, it's like there are people that are going to be naturally that way, but then there are going to be people that if you send them to school, they're going to be able to practice and utilize that gift and develop it.
Right,
so,
absolutely.
You know, so from that perspective, everybody can do medical intuition. It's just more
That's a matter of knowing what. I like the way you explain that. That's really
Wasn't
cool.
Wasn't that worth stealing?
I'm going to steal it now, too.
Okay.
But with that, we're gonna do a quick break. You're listening to Bridges with Gordon Harris on BBS Radio with our special guest, Dr. Rita Ruiz, and check out her site, www.soulhealer.com, and we'll be right back.
Communication seems to be the major pitfall in almost every relationship. Well, Kimmy Rose Zaff has come up with a book that helps you bridge that communication gap. Ladies, it's mainly for you and a way for you to communicate to that special guy in your life. It doesn't necessarily have to be a husband or a boyfriend. It could be your dad. It can be your brother. It's called The Sun, Moon, and Venus, How to Get the Most Out of Your Man, and it can really help you communicate with the men in your life. Pick it up now. The Sun, Moon, and Venus, How to Get the Most Out of Your Man by Kimmy Rose Zaff. Available now at Kimmy Rose, KIA. MMIERose.com.
The Bless You Project.
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 A blessing is a contract that I've made with the Divine Matrix.
The Bless You Project.
An amazing project.
A way for people to reconnect with each other.
We can reach out and for someone that maybe feels they feel separate, just by blessing them and connecting to them, they can feel themselves because we are all one.
The Bless You Project.
Anytime I say bless you to someone, I'm giving them permission to use my goodwill energy to manifest a deep desire within them.
Blessing people is a huge thing. It creates a ripple effect.
The Bless You Project.
You know, it's really a giving and receiving from the heart.
It is such a thing that changes and shifts people's lives. It gives them the opportunity to be involved in a community that allows them to feel that they are welcome and a part of.
You actually spread love and compassion, and it eliminates that feeling of not being connected. You automatically connect with someone.
The Bless You Project is about unity, and it's about going within yourself to be able to reach out and affect somebody's life.
The Bless You Project.
An amazing project.
Bless you.
The Bless You Project.
The Bless You Project.
The Bless You Project.
connect with someone.
Hi, this is Kimmy Rozaff. Check out my new book, Wake Up Your Intuition. If you're interested in connecting with that part of you that is looking for inner peace, finding truth, and crossing a bridge to not only freedom, but silence. You're listening to Bridges with Gordon Harris. I'm Kimmy Rose Zaff from KimmyRose.com.
Never gonna stop till you feel like I'm feeling for you.
Hi, you're listening to Bridges with Gordon Harris, connecting people on a path moving forward.
Hello, and welcome back to Bridges with Gordon Harris. Today we are here with our special guest, Dr. Rita Louise, and we've been talking about her book, The Avoiding the Cosmic 2x4, and her website is www.soulhealer.com. And we were talking about intuitive abilities. Excuse me, I can't talk. I have a sinus issue and my head's all foggy, and we're talking about intuitive abilities and local intuition, and welcome back.
Well, hello. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, thank you for being here. And you were just going over before break about medical intuition, and you described your little explanation for intuition about drawing, and that's just, that's great. I steal that. But I'll pass along that.
You know, there are certain things that, you know, you use and tell stories, and it's like, God, you know, if I had to pay these people royalties, I'd be broke.
Yeah, right. Because, and it really is, it's when I've talked to people about intuition, and it's, and they say, oh, well, you know, I can't do it. Okay, well, you know that's like gut feeling, and you know that imp to do something, it's your intuition. So it really is something, and, I know that the intuition development class that I took was real helpful in learning to get in touch with those senses. But
I don't even use intuition that much. You know, with my students, it's like we have psychic moments. And so, you know, when I'm teaching an intuition class or, you know, whatever, I like to use the example. You're driving along in your car, and, you know, you're driving, and you just get that feeling that someone's looking at you. And you look into the car next to you, and the person in the car next to you is staring at you. It's like, what was going on? You were having a psychic moment.
Yeah.
You know, or you're driving in your car, and you look into the car next to you, and the guy's, like, picking his nose or whatever, and then they look at you, which is really embarrassing. they were having a psychic moment, you know? I mean, because how would they know, or how would you know to look? It's like you get
right.
This weird feeling, you know, and it's like, what's going on? And you look, and that's the validation, you know? And so you could go, okay, that was a weird coincidence or some idiosyncrasy, or you can validate yourself and go, hey, I was having a psychic moment, kind of like a V8, but not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, without the slap on the forehead.
That's right.
And my friend's cousin said to me about a week ago, I said something, and she popped me in the forehead and said, you should have had a V8. I'm like, okay, you better run. But now, Helen, do you have any tips, or maybe we could talk about for people that are possibly dealing with health issues as far as getting back on that road to living a healthier life. Any tips or guidance on that?
Sure. I mean, you know, everybody has their own road and their own path. And so, you know, I work with a lot of people, and sometimes, you know, they will come, and what I do is give them information as to what the best path for them is, regardless of if it has to do with me or not. You know, so as an example, you know, sometimes people come with chronic back pain and, you know, they'll say, well, maybe I should go to a chiropractor. You know, and that might be appropriate if they're having an issue with their spine. You know, what I have found is that for most people, they have a muscular issue going on. And so going and working with a massage therapist or, you know, someone that does Rolfing might be more appropriate for their body. You know, and even, you know, working with supplements, it's like some people respond, their body will respond better to herbs, where someone might respond more to homeopathy or an Ayurvedic, where it's a more food-based healing technique. And so you can give a person that is going to respond to homeopathic remedies, herbs, but they're not going to get the right response. You know, and so giving people that kind of clarity. You know, one of the other things that I really stress is for people to start listening to themselves and listening to their bodies and honoring them. You know, how many times have we all, like, looked in the refrigerator and said, well, I want to get something to drink, and our body, our subconscious is saying, well, you really should drink some water, and we reach in and get an iced tea or a soda.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so paying attention, because our bodies will tell us what it wants. You know, or if something feels right, it's like, well, I went to go see this practitioner, you know, but I wasn't really feeling real good about it. Honor it. You know, and I've told more people to fire their doctors, too. You know, if they can't work with their doctor, if their doctor doesn't want to listen to them, if their doctor does, you know, especially, you know, I'm assuming people that are listening to your show are open to working with alternative therapies, you know, or would like to at least incorporate some alternative therapies into their health regimen. And if they're not going to be open to working with you that way, then find somebody else, because you're paying them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I had to do that last summer. I got into it with one of my doctors, and, you know, because he wouldn't listen to me. And I'm like, oh, but I have questions. And I would start to talk, and he'd talk right over me. And he looked at me because I was getting aggravated. He said, I don't have to put up with this. And I said, well, I don't have to put up with you. Get out of my room.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want a new doctor. You know, it's as simple as that. It's simple as that. But,
well,
yeah,
but I think that if more people took just that one piece back, you know, of feeling like they need to be respected from the medical profession, that there would be a lot of changes. You know, if somebody just keeps getting fired because people don't want to deal with them, you know, eventually they're going to have to figure out that they need to make some changes.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. And so many doctors, not to fun all over here, but so many doctors are very knowledgeable and great in what they do, but then they have no bedside manner at all.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know how to talk or to deal with people. And, yeah.
You know, and sometimes, definitely. You know, depending, you know, you're having brain surgery done, it's like, well, you know, he's really good, but he's a jerk. You know, maybe you can kind of deal with it a little bit better.
Yeah,
know?
Something like that.
But somebody that you're dealing with on a regular basis, I mean, that's, you know, a big difference.
So. What, now let's say that somebody comes to you for a session, what does that involve when somebody comes to you?
Okay. What I have found to be the best way of working with me in particular, you know, I mean, I can and have done sessions with people where basically they come in, they say their name, and I just start talking. And we'll do a full body assessment on a person. But because I'm visual in the way that I access information, I go through every body part. And, I mean, I do a full-blown, and I'm going to say, physical exam. You know, and I start at the top of their head, and I work through every organ, gland, and tissue, check for toxicity, look at their immune system, you know, certain physiological things that are not necessarily structural, but that are important.
Right.
But most people that come have issues. They got stuff going on that they need help with. And so I've really changed, you know, my way of dealing with people to basically, you know, a client will come in, we'll have a little chit-chat about what's going on, what kind of symptoms they're having, you know, if they've talked to a doctor, you know, what did they tell them, you know, whatever information they want to share about what's going on. because then it gives me an opportunity to, once, focus on a specific thing, you know, and so, you know, and it makes it so that we're not spending time talking about some minor hearing loss, you know what I mean, that they don't care about, and we're spending all of our time, you know, focusing on the migraines or focusing on the aches and pains or focusing on what's really going on and what's important to them in that moment.
Hmm. That's,
you know,
cool.
So some people it's easy, you know, because they only have one or two things going on.
Right.
Some people I have an entire page full of notes, you know, because they have a lot of things going on.
Right.
And what I find is that even the people that have a lot of things going on, they, you can kind of group them, you know, like, well, this, and this are all associated with the liver toxicity, and this is associated with this issue over here, you know, and so you can kind of group stuff, you know, but that tells me that they've had issues for a really long time, and they just keep coming up, they just keep getting a different symptom, and it's just kind of spreading throughout their body, trying to get their attention. It's like, how many 2x4s do you need to get, girl?
Yeah. Well, I share with you here quickly, last summer I started with, or actually it was the spring before that I started out with, which I thought was the cold, you know, and I thought, oh, well, you know, it's probably bronchitis, and next thing you know, it had been about 6 months, and I had pneumonia for 6 months. And my 2x4 was, I couldn't breathe, and I passed out in the shower, and that was my sign that, hey, you didn't listen to us when it was cold, and now you can breathe, now maybe you'll go to the darn doctor.
And, you know, breathing's an important thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And
you know, that's kind
one
of interesting. You're like the fourth or fifth person that I have met that had a pneumonia last year.
You know, and there I know of one, two, three other people locally that had pneumonia last year. So it must have.
I was in the hospital for 10 weeks with a pneumonia.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it must have been a pneumonia year, because it was real gap here, and I was in and out of the hospital, and, you know, and then the doctors are so quick to just load you up with a bunch of pills and send you on your way, and which I'm learning not to take everything they say to take, but and in my case, they loaded me up with all kinds of stuff, which they thought they were helping me, and tried to almost kill me again a few months after the pneumonia went over. So then my red blood count, which should be like about 13, 14, went down to like 2.1, and they couldn't figure out why.
And no blood to circulate it. Okay.
I went into the ER, and the doctor, he walked in the room, he said, I don't even have to look at you. He says, you're severely anemic, I'm admitting you. And I'm like, ah, great. So, a few blood transfusions, and I was good to go. But they finally figured out it was from all the medicine they were pumping in me that they thought was helping. But, so that's one thing, too, that I found, is that, you know, you really have to listen to that voice, because I know with my own health, a lot of times, I mean, I know that I may not know what's going on, but I know when something's not right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I call the doctor, and I'm like, yeah, well, you know, something's not right. And they're like, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know. But I'm telling you, something's going on. And every time I've done that, something comes up. And I'm like, see, I told you, you should have listened to me. But I'm just rambling and getting off on my own subject here.
But you know what I mean? But it's an important point, you know, because, you know, one of the things that I try to get my clients to do is to be much more proactive with their doctors. You know, and they're like, well, I don't want to tell them that I went to, like, a psychic and she told me to do this. It's like, well, make up something. I don't care. I won't be offended if you make up a story, you know, but you just need to go. You know, I mean,
right.
I've had a couple of people that had, like, these chronic, I mean, two women in a row, which was interesting, chronic, what they thought were bladder infections. Chronic, you know, three rounds of antibiotics, and, you know, it's not getting better, and blah, 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 blah. And one, it turned out, she somehow managed to get E. coli in her bladder, which was not being killed by the antibiotics. And the other one had a protozoal growth. And all they were doing was treating for a bacterial infection. And I'm like, it's not bacterial. I go, I don't know what it is, but I can tell you it's not bacterial. So go back, tell them you want them to test you for other stuff, because it will show up. And it did.
Huh. Cool.
You know, or like the other day, I had a woman who, I'm crossing my fingers that it's not the case, but what I was seeing in her body led me to believe that she might have Lyme's disease.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I mean, because different diseases have a different signature. And so if there's someone that, like with Lyme's disease, there is a general overall inflammatory issue going on in the body. It's not localized in a joint. I mean, one of her complaints was joint pain. You know, but when I looked at the joint, there wasn't like an arthritis kind of inflammation in the joint. It was in the joints, it was in the muscles, it was in the tissues, it was everywhere. And the only other time that I saw something like that was in a person that had Lyme's disease. And I said, you know, I don't wish this on you, but you should go back to your doctor and have them test you. Well, and then she said that someone else suggested that that might be what was going on with her. And she goes, well, how do I tell my doctor? I go, I don't know, just tell them to freaking test you. You know, they're going to get the money.
Right. Yeah, don't worry about.
You know, go on the internet and look up some stuff and go with your paper. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It was everybody's afraid of speaking up to their doctors, and it's so important that you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important that you, because, I mean, that's, I mean, yeah. I mean, if they had it way, I would be on three different inhalers still, but, which they said I absolutely had to have a need, and, you know, I haven't used any of them for a year and haven't needed them. So, I mean, you really got to speak up and be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, we're going to take another quick break here. And you are listening to Bridges with Gordon Harris on PBS Radio with our special guest, Dr. Rita Louise. And her website is www.soulhealer.com. And her book, Avoiding the Cosmic 2x4. And we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kimmy Rose Zaff. Here's a moment of awareness for you. If you're wanting to spend time and find silence, take a moment and take a deep breath in and just exhale and bring yourself into the space of where you can listen to each and every breath that you take. And as you do that, sounds from the outside and any thoughts from the inside that have been pulling you away from yourself from the day will suddenly disappear. You'll move into what we call a sacred silence, a silence that opens your heart, opens your intuition, and allows you to feel inner peace. I'm Kimmy Rose Zaff from KimmyRose.com. You're listening to Bridges.
We're all looking for ways to navigate the roadblocks and hurdles that we come across in our lives. Well, one way to do that is tapping into our own intuition. Yeah, I know, that may seem a little daunting, but it's actually easier than you think. Kimmy Rose Zaff has come up with a process that makes it simple and easy for you in her new book, Wake Up Your Intuition. So pick it up, and I think you're going to find out how easy it is to wake up your intuition. Wake Up Your Intuition by Kimmy Rose Zaff. Head over to Kimmy Rose, that's KimmyRose.com.
Hi, you're listening to Bridges with Gordon Harris, connecting people on a path moving forward.
Hey, and welcome back to Bridges with Gordon Harris, connecting you on a path moving forward. We're here today with our special guest, Dr. Rita Louise, and we've been talking about medical intuition and book Avoiding the Cause 2x4. And be sure to go on and check out her website at www.soulhealer.com. And I guess we should kind of backtrack here, because I normally start out the show by asking, your background and that, and I kind of start over that. So maybe if you want to share a little bit about your background and training.
Okay. I'm a naturopathic physician and medical intuitive. We kind of covered that. You know, and how I got into this whole thing was that I just was very interested in having psychic abilities. I mean, since the time I was 12, I was just fascinated with that concept and just started reading books and reading books and reading books, and I'm not going to tell you how long ago that was. But at the time, you had ESP, and the books that were available, because it wasn't like you could go to a metaphysical bookstore. I mean, they just didn't exist. You know, with
right.
a lot of Eastern philosophy books, and basically the books would say, not directly, but indirectly, was that if you were enlightened, you would have, like, this psychic ability as a byproduct. You know, like Autobiography of a Yogi, you know, like he was psychic, but it was a byproduct of his enlightenment. And so I decided that if I became enlightened, then I could be psychic, because I didn't really care about the enlightenment part as much as the psychic part, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And, and I just started reading and reading and reading and studied tarot and astrology and numerology, all of which I could not memorize any of them. And so that was kind of, I've learned that spirit will allow me to remember certain things and not certain things. So you could tell me about some weird supplement or health thing and it sticks. But you could tell me about, you know, like a tarot card and it just goes whoosh, in one ear, out the other, no matter how much effort I put in. not that I don't read tarot cards, I just can't memorize what the quote-unquote meaning of the card is, and so I just make it...
Right.
Anyway.
I always say that I have selective memory instead of selective hearing, but yeah.
Yeah, that. And so many years later, I found the Berkeley Psychic Institute and studied with them. And what I discovered was, after being in their program for 3 weeks, was that I had been very, very psychic my whole life and didn't really know it. You know, no one ever connected the dots, you know, for like, oh, like regular people don't know what they're getting for Christmas in advance because they pick the box up and shook it. You know, regular people don't do that. Regular people don't see past lives. Regular people, you know, I knew way too much. You know, but I thought everybody did it. And I didn't realize that that was the psychic experience. My expectation was that it was going to be this profound, you know, trumpet coming out of the sky kind of thing, which it wasn't. And so I worked for a number of years as I jokingly say, Rita the Psychic Chick. And was always finding people's health issues, which was not really a life path that I would have chosen for myself, you know, but that's what was going on. And because of that, I, after much resistance, decided to go back to school to get my degree as a naturopath, which was the best thing that I have ever done, but it only took me 3 years to actually get out of my own way to do it. And have been working as a medical intuitive ever since, you know, well, I advertised, because even when I had started my practice, the word medical intuitive didn't exist. I mean, that word came about, or that name, you know, came about through Carolyn Mace's work, you know, and that didn't exist at the time. And so, that's kind of, you know, how I got there. And, you know, because I believe that people that, you know, that are in practice, you know, people that are psychic, it's like we all have our gifts and we all have different things that we bring to the table. You know, and so for me, looking into the body and seeing what's going on and understanding the cycles and patterns of what's going on in and around people is something that comes very, very, very natural to me. You know, it's just there. Where somebody else, you know, people that are mediums, you know, people that talk to dead people, you know, that comes very natural to them. It don't come natural to me. I'm not a particularly auditory person. And so talking to dead people means that you have to hear them, which it don't, you know, not in the same way. You know, and so that's something that I'd like to share with the listeners, is that if they're looking to work with a psychic and intuitive, you know, that they understand that, you know, we're not all the same. We all bring different gifts to the table, you know, and so one person might be really good in this area and another person might be really good in that area.
Right. Yeah, that's true. And when you were talking about the tarot cards, that's something that's tried and tried, but I can't remember. And something that I started doing recently was the angel cards.
Mm-hmm.
And those kind of seem to fit for me, but now I'm finding that I won't even pull the cards. I'll just start doing a reading for someone, and then I might pull a few cards at like halfway through, just to, out of curiosity, to see what it says. But it's definitely something that, you know, that everybody should feel like it's something that they can't do, because it is something that everyone has the ability to do.
Well, you
know, if they want to.
When I was first starting at Berkeley, and they had psychic fairs every month that you were required to go work, and I had been in the program like a week, you know, so I was like, I don't know anything. Can I like take tickets, you know? And basically the comment the person at the information table gave me goes, don't worry about it, just make it up. And if you really start using that mentality, it makes it so much easier, because it takes you off the hook. Because once you go into effort and think, well, this is how it's supposed to be and it needs to be serious, it's like it gets in the way. But if you're just like, blah, 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 you know, does that make sense to you? You know, it don't make any sense to me, but it might make sense to you. Usually,
right.
It does.
Uh-huh. And that was one of the things that I was taught, you know, that if you ask yourself in your mind what your name is, and ask yourself your name, and you'll hear a yes, and then ask yourself a name that's not your name, ask yourself if that's your name, and you'll hear a no. And that's how you can learn to distinguish the yes and no. And then when I do things for people, it's, you know, I ask myself, is this spirit telling me this, or is this my ego telling me this? And I get the yes or no, and I'm still battling with that. A lot of times it's not spirit, but that's just a little way to kind of get in touch, to be able to ask yourself if it's being divinely guided. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's a great technique. I haven't heard that one, but I like it. I might steal it.
Yeah.
It could happen.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Go ahead. I mean, that's what it's all about, is the best teachers are, when I say best teachers, are also students. And, you know, we're always learning when we share. And it's so important that I've been stressing everybody go on and join our social work on the website, because it's surely a good place for everybody to join and share their stories and ideas, and just really connect with other people. And that's so important. And a lot of the stuff that we're doing here at the center is all about connecting and helping people. And I know that we've got a lot of great feedback from a lot of the local cancer centers we've been dealing with, and it's been a truly amazing thing. And you know, I turned my own personal illness into what I call my gift, because, you know, I got whacked with a 2x4 and I had the choice to either give up and leave this physical body or to fight and use this gift with the message that I got from my grandmother to help other people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did, and I started the center, and we're hosting a huge Body Mind Spirit Festival in April. Just tell everybody about here. I know I've been talking about that a lot, and it's April 4th, April 5th. We're going to have about 150 vendors. We've got speakers flying in from around the country. It's going to be a great, great event for for the whole family, free kids activities. And we've also got some teleseminars and webinars coming up. And we're also partnering with some other local people and are in the process of setting up an internet-based, it's going to be a weekly TV show, which is
going to
really, really, which is, oh yeah, absolutely, which is why I'm getting it with this little mini, instead of a 2x4, I'm going to say it's a 1x2 with a sinus infection, telling me to slow down and take a break. But, we've got a lot of great things going on, so I recommend everybody go online and our website, and also to go on your website, and it's www.soulhealer.com, and your book available on there. And I actually looked at your website briefly, and it looks pretty cool. And
it has lots of information.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's definitely worth going to and checking out. And also on our website, the bodymindspiritcenter.info or bridgestalkradio.com, tell everybody to go on there and sign up for a free newsletter. It's jam-packed full of all kinds of information and articles and upcoming events and everything that's going on with us and around the area. And we do a lot of traveling, and I'm going to be in Vinya in the first weekend of November, teaching a class on hypnotherapy, using hypnotherapy and tuning forks to working with people with life-threatening illnesses at the national conference there. And we've got some other stuff planned throughout the country here in this last part of this year. So I'd like everybody to go on there and check that out. And I appreciate you joining us here today and sharing your book and what you do. And I thank everybody for putting up with me and my fogginess today and my inability to think clearly with this stupid sinus infection. And before we leave here, I like to end with a little quote, and this is something that I actually got from Spirit, and it said that we're all spiritual beings here on a physical journey on Earth. It's of utmost importance to remember that life is a precious gift and should be treated as such. With that being said, I'd like to thank you, Dr. Rita Louise, for being with us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
And I wish everyone much peace, love, and light in everything you do in your life. And you've been listening to Bridges with Gordon Harris on BBS. Yeah.